Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Welcome, everybody. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville. And I'm with my co-host this morning,
Jen Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial.
And today we're talking about, it's all about longevity. It's amazing what we have planned for us, because we're going to give you one secret that nobody really knows. Longevity. Every week we talk about retirement issues. First, we want to say we're not owned by any bank or any insurance company, so we could tell you the truth the way we see it, and there's nobody standing over our head and saying anything about us. That's why our clients do business with us. We're in the business of helping people. Longevity planning, it used to be called retirement planning, and every week we talk about different aspects of longevity. And today our show is called It's All About Longevity. And hey, we should change the name of our show to It's All About Longevity. I want to let you know something. We're live at 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. And we're at the Islip MacArthur Airport, which is where the studios are located. The walk from the parking lot to the radio station was probably the coldest I've had in the years I've had a radio show.
It was brutal.
It was absolutely, when they say wind chill conditions, I say, I never feel, it's 17 degrees outside. Man, that wind was blowing. It had to be 40, 50 miles an hour. And which was great, because, I'm sort of a hiker and things like that. I checked out my jacket that I was wearing, and there were no air leaks. So I really like that. So it was a good test for that. So it's all about longevity. This is what we're going to talk about. If you're sitting down, first of all, I just want to, from last week's show, we did have some comments, and I do want to talk about the 529 plans, which, as you know, is one of the few ways that you could save some of your money and then have your money be used for qualified education expenses for a child or a grandchild, and sheltered from your taxation, was on the chopping block with the President's State of the Union speech, and is now has been reneged on. So they backed off. Can you believe that? So this is something that they promise people, that if you save money from, whether it's a bar mitzvah party or communion party or all those years, you put it in a 529 plan, that you could use that for a qualified college, any college, up until the child turns 35 even, or the grandchild turns 35, and you could change it if the child doesn't go to college. They said that was going to be tax-free. And the current president's proposal, President Barack Obama, was to say that we were going to tax them from this point forward.
And his argument was that only people with very high incomes were utilizing 529 plans.
That's not been our experience.
Which is not true at all. And that's why so quickly, I think within a week, it was something that was basically taken off the chopping block, because there were so many people saying, no, you're attacking the middle class. You're not attacking the wealthy people.
Yeah, but the funny thing was that if you're in that type of area where you can't afford college, guess what? College can be free to you anyway. So you're back on the people that are in the very poor of society when they go to college. A lot of times they get very good financial aid. It's the people that don't have that. Is the middle class, which is really will hit. So the story goes, from my sources in D.C., that Nancy Pelosi was on a plane from India to Saudi Arabia like last week, and sat with the on US One or Presidential One, whatever it's called, and actually lectured the president on 529 plans. And a day or two later, after they came back from their trip, that it was off the table. So, listeners, you could relax, but it's important stuff. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is located at 510 Broadhall Road, Suite 208 in Melville, Broadhall Road's Route 110. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And you can see us on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And we're also, if you miss our show, you only catch part of it, you're on your way to Stop and Shop or something, you could certainly check us on iTunes at It's All About Retirement. Just punch that in and you'll see all our shows.
And you may be wondering, why are we talking about 529 plans? And it's because it's something that was emailed into our office. If you have a topic or you have a question that you want to know more about, please feel free to email us either info@craigjamesfinancial.com or Craig or Jenna at craigjamesfinancial.com, and we can bring up that question that you have on next week on our show.
That's right. And 529 plans, what does it mean to you? Well, it means that you could have tax deferred growth, that you could shelter money for estate planning and things like that. So they are important. But today we're talking about, it's all about longevity. It's all about longevity, living longer. Now, if you're out there, and I don't know what our listeners are doing right now, but if you could just pull the car over, I'm going to tell you the one secret about longevity. As you know, we've been bringing up longevity each week. We keep joking about how we need to change the name of our show to It's All About Longevity. And as sad as it is, longevity is truly one of the biggest threats to your assets, especially if you have not properly planned. So what helps people live longer, Jenna? What are some of the things that most people would know would make them live? And then we're going to tell you the elixir. What you really, really need to know is longevity. So obviously eating right, broccoli, vegetables, is that a longevity?
Exactly. People think, you know, if I eat really well, maybe that's if right. I eat organic, or the new thing is gluten-free. What about if I take my vitamins every day?
Yes.
Go to the doctor.
Sure. There was one.
Workout.
One-a-day vitamins just had a study this week that women who take it have less of a problem with heart disease, supposedly.
If I work out at least 3 times a week or something, right. People say those are the things that will help me live longer.
Yes. How about education? The more educated you are, the longer you live. There's a very strong correlation between that. Though statistically, those numbers are very good. But we talk every week about longevity, and that's very, very important. What about gym and sports?
Absolutely. They say you have to get physical fitness every day. You even see a lot of those silver sneakers or golden sneakers types of classes that are popping up in many of the gyms that are designed for people who are retired or in their later years. So that way people are still doing, it doesn't have to be a water aerobics class that used to be the typical picture of a retiree. Now people are retiring younger, and they're still, I had women next to me in Pilates this morning who were kicking my butt, and they were older and retired. So it's a different picture, and people are doing their best to keep working out and staying physically fit because they want to live longer.
I hiked once Mount Washington up in New Hampshire. We go every summer, and it was a guy who had a watch on, but it wasn't really a watch. It was kind of a big thing. This was a couple years ago. I go, what is that? And he goes, oh, that's a this is why I'm measuring my heart rate. I said, oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, I want to keep my heart at maximum level. And so and that was his goal. And he was very adamant about it. That was his goal to living longer, was to make sure that his heart rate while he was moving was 140 beats per minute. And while he was resting was in the high 50s or low 60s. And he kept working to get there. So and he was always, always watching his heart rate, which was very interesting. That was his secret to longevity. And so fitness, we also have these devices we could wear now, like a Fitbit, right?
Yep.
And people, the Microsoft Watch that just came out, and you could really know a lot about, you know, your calorie intake and everything else. And all of this is to figure out what we can do to live longer.
And then they talk about being happy and less stress.
Yes,
you gotta being less stressed. They say it's called the silent killer. They're saying if you have a lot of stress in your life, or if you're unhappy, then you may pass away more quickly than someone who has a more happy and stress-free life.
there's an argument that says access to good health care. You know, people want to retire, or, you know, after they stop working, they want to be near very good hospitals, and that will help. And that's so a lot of the migration to certain states from New York, you'll find them, one of the things that they look at is, am I close to a hospital? Should something go wrong with me, or should, you know, should I have an issue that I have to deal with? That access to good health care will lead to longevity. And well, we have one elixir. If you're really, really interested, that yes, yeah, these are all important: education, healthcare, proper nutrition, being active, going to a gym or sports. Those are all very, very useful, and having a less stressful life. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to tell you what the one correlation is that's going to show you how you're going to live longer. It sounds like a health show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually. It's the one thing that actually impacts all of these other items that help you live longer.
All right. Well, we'll talk more after the break. And we're going to give you, so if you're ready, pull the car over. We're going to give you everything you need to know. Stay tuned. We're back. This is Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about it's all about longevity, and we discussed some of the things that will make you live longer, which is great. And there's tons of magazines that discuss it. It's unbelievable that we're having a show today. Every week we talk about your financial future, and particularly your ability to retire. That's our big thing. This is tax season right now, and we're getting a lot of discussions on taxes. We don't give tax or legal advice, but now is the time that we're setting up strategies for your future, and it's very, very important to as you're starting to get these documents in, if there's something you don't know, give us a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888.
Or if you're looking over your statements and see maybe you didn't do as well as you wanted to last year.
Oh, yeah, that's another issue, yes.
Or, you know, someone said to you, well, have you considered doing this or this, or a Roth conversion? There's a lot of different calls that we've been getting that people's advisors haven't brought up to them. So if you're looking for something, a new start or a new approach, or just a way to spice everything up to make sure your assets do last throughout this long life that we're talking about today, just give our office a call, 631-393-2888.
And we're live in the studio if you want to join us right now, 631-451. Don't want to confuse with all these numbers, 451-1039. That's the radio station, 631-451-1039, talking about longevity. So this is the time that things are coming in the mail, your taxation, and you got to put documents together to put it on the 1040. And one of the things I said, you know, it's right, people are looking at this. I look at the Super Bowl, you know, and you look at all the analysis on the Super Bowl. It's a whole week of analysis. Of course, yes, we talked about the inflation of the footballs, but there's other things. They're talking about how they're running, how they're passing, what, you know, when certain players are effective, when they're less effective. It's a classic matchup, and it's actually a great hype in marketing. It is the most watched event. But really, what do you get out of it? You have a good day with your family. I mean, and there's people paying millions of dollars to advertise to you because they know there's many eyeballs on those screens. But in the bottom line, what does it do for you?
It's really just entertainment. It's not giving you anything, I guess, unless you win a bet or something.
Yeah. If people took, you know, maybe one-tenth of the time to evaluate their portfolios, there may be a sell-off coming up in the future here. What have you done to prepare for the sell-off? Maybe your assets aren't performing, or maybe your assets aren't protected the way you'd like to be protected. That's when you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. Think of all the time spent talking about the Super Bowl. It's great to watch, but in the end, it really doesn't do anything for you. Spending 10 minutes on your portfolio could do a lot for you, your future, and your longevity. So very, very important to give us a call, 631-451-1039. Now, we had a couple of people went into one of our clients, remember, said, hey, what do I, you know, I'm getting all these tax documents and this and that. What do I need? I said, you don't need anything. There's nothing reporting. You know, maybe you're getting documents from your W-2 statements, things like that. There is nothing. He said, really? I have not all this money. I have nothing to report on the 1099. I said, nope, nothing to report on the 1099. And he's like, wow, that's going to make the job very easy. So this is the time of year to look at that. Today we're talking about longevity. Very, very important. And what you need to do to improve your longevity. The number one thing that's going to help you live longer, and we promise that. By the way, if you just tune in, if you pulled your car over and said, come out with it already, I'm going to give you the number one thing that's going to help you live longer, okay? More than anything else. The number one thing is, but if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, Certified Wealth Strategist, President of Craig James Financial Services. We're at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York. That's Route 110. Our office number is 631-393-2888. You can give us a call today, 451-1039, and join the conversation. So.
I think everyone's ready.
Okay. Wow, the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the number one thing that's going to help you live longer, believe it or not, is having a good pot of money. Doing your job today to make sure that you have that money when you're older. Because having a good, it really has higher income, college-educated men and women. First, men can expect to live to the age of 80. Higher earning women with a college degree have a life expectancy of nearly 84.
And we're not just pulling. This is actually from a New York Times article that we had read. So it's something that they did many study groups, and they found this information to be true and showing that, you know, longevity can be attributed not only to higher incomes, but planning with those assets, the proper planning. You can make all the money in the world. We see, speaking of the Super Bowl, we see some big money makers out on that field. But guess what? Some of those guys are the first ones to drain all that money.
Absolutely.
Because they don't plan properly, or they buy too many things.
Yeah, and the life of an NFL player is short, so they really need, you know, that's even a specialized planning that we do. We want to make sure that they save a lot more than the average person. So that being said, so it's income and retirement really has to do with how well you've planned in your 40s and 50s and 60s, how well you've set up your retirement upon leaving your company or municipality. And that's the number one driver. And you could talk about, you know, health, access to health care, good nutrition. If you don't have the money for good nutrition, chances are you're probably not going to get good nutrition. You're going to get the five pizzas for $5 at the grocery store, and you'll be eating that. So it's very, very important to, you know, have access to a gym and things like that. And all that involves is good planning now. So the number one, I'm repeating, the number one elixir, the thing that you need to do now, of course, money can't buy you love, and money can't make you live forever. Steve Jobs had billions of dollars and he couldn't, you know, extend his life any longer, but certainly it helps. And this is the one factor that has a correlation that people with higher incomes do tend to live longer. And so very, very clear on that. So what do we need to do to get there? If you're not sure with how your money is or how you're living, then you need to give us a call. If you're listening to us and you're saying, you know, I don't think I've done enough to protect my assets, or I haven't done enough to grow my assets, or I haven't done enough to look at this, just look at the whole kit and caboodle, then you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. Visit us on the web at Long Island Investment Advisors. What does it mean? What happens when the hardest thing is to just make that first movement? This is the time of the year where people are looking at this. They're getting things in the mail on a daily basis, and it all needs to be analyzed. And sometimes you may want a second opinion, and this is a great time to give us a call. We're also on the web, Jenna.
At longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Again, that's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And you can email us info@craigjamesfinancial.com to join our conversation or ask about something that you want us to talk about next week. Craig, you bring up a great point when you're talking about if you want to look at the whole picture. So oftentimes people are so focused on transactions or open this account, buy this, sell that. You really need to be working with people who specialize in longevity planning and looking at the big picture. Because when you're talking about making assets last maybe more years than you worked, that takes a lot of time and analyzing.
Yeah, it's not even one meeting, you know. It's not one product or one meeting. It's several.
A lot of it's structure.
Yeah, a lot of it's structure, too. We spend, so if you make, a listener making that, taking the effort to make that call, we'll come in, no charge, we'll sit down, we'll talk about it, and then we'll see if we can help you. We're going to help you put your assets together. We're going to map out what it's going to look like for you when you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and where the income's going to come from. We'll do an analysis. We'll do a Social Security maximization so that you get the maximum benefits, because you know, we don't know if Social Security would be there, obviously, but we want to have our best guns going for that, so that we know that we're going to take the most out of the our retirement assets and the money that you've deflected today or that you deferred today to go in, it's part of what's called FICA to Social Security. We want to make sure that you can maximize that money coming back to you. And that's all part of having this higher income. And that's all part of having you live longer. And it's really about having you live longer and having the lifestyle that you want and never running out of money. Those are critically important topics, because this is what everybody's concerned about, including me. And I want to make sure that we're doing a good job at that. So very, very important topic tonight. The other thing is that, you know, again, if we take a little bit of analysis, like all the people analyzing the players and the Super Bowl and the weather and the footballs and the elevation numbers. I couldn't believe some of the things I've been hearing lately about how the Super Bowl has been analyzed. If only we could do that for our retirement. We need more of our listeners to call and to have us take another look at these retirement assets, because it's very, very important. This is the time of year when we do that. Get a second opinion. Let's make sure we're firing on the right cylinders and that we get this thing moving in the right direction for you.
Thank you for joining us today. Again, visit our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, for all of our past shows. And also this one will be posted as well. We have a few reports as well up on there. And you can email us, info@craigjamesfinancial.com.
I'm Craig Ferrantino, Certified Wealth Strategist and President of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, Vice President. And it's all
about
longevity.